FM CHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
Your life
reimagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Voices of Soul. Join Gene and Lori for intuitive advice and assistance in all areas of your life, combining years of experience in the psychic and healing arts, and helping you find your answers and create the reality you desire and deserve.
They got nothing.
248-545 Soul.
New SkyRadio.com.
Good afternoon. This is Lori Houston. And so we are only having part of Voices of Soul today. Actually, we're going to do more Intuitive Soul and Friends because I have Tracy McBurney with us. Jean Adrian, who is our great co-host, is actually going to be off for the next 3 weeks. We will not see Jean again until the 25th of June. So Jean is off. She will be coming back on the 25th of June. Obviously, you can connect with her on her website, jeanadrian.com. But today, we have Tracy McBurney, and Tracy is one of my guests on my Friday show. So this will be re-aired on Friday. And, well, it's always interesting with Tracy because we never know exactly what's going to come up, but we're going to start with some things that have been happening in her office, which is always a great place to start.
Okay, so as I was telling you before we started the show, it's been an interesting place in my office and interesting for certain people to come in. And this one got me really thinking. It was a woman that came in last week, and I believe that I was really speaking to a part of her soul. I was literally bringing out a part of her soul that was deeply troubled about this idea of allowing itself to be guided more fully from what I'm going to call a God that you could call by any name.
Right.
And what was coming out is, no, I apologize for my voice. I'm just getting past the laryngitis, and I sound like my son, actually. He's 13. His voice is cracking as much as mine is. What I was picking up from her is that she did not want to have a life that was fully guided by that God within herself, fully guided by that God beyond herself, because she didn't want to be that trapped and confined in her goodness. She wanted a more exciting life than that. She thought that would be a boring life. These are the things that were coming out. So she was really desiring to have a life that was guided by both a God and a devil, so that she might actually have what she called a life fully expressed. She didn't want to be disappointed in this life. I think what I was picking up from that soul that was hers was that that part of her was holding on to a deep disappointment. You know, a life that was not well lived in another lifetime, and just leaving this earth maybe at that time feeling disappointed and rather regretful. And so those were the kind of the decisions that were made in that life that we're still carrying forward in this one. There is something that I teach in the energy medicine class and that I do in my office, and I call it master folder download. Basically, it's a changing of an operating system within us that is far greater than just the changing of one belief. It's literally recognizing a problem and looking to this God or looking to this divine intelligence within ourselves and saying, hey, do you know something more about this than we're stuck creating from down here in our conscious mind? And that seemed very relevant for this particular client. Although I didn't have this particular master folder written down, I have about 46 pages to give to students of the master folders that have come forward in the last 10 or 12 years. This one had not, so I was absolutely intrigued by her and what she was bringing forward. So I called it two master folders. One, a master folder for a life well lived, and a master folder for a life fully expressed. And I asked her divine intelligence if it knew more, if it had greater intelligence and intellect around these ideas than she was holding at this time, given that she was holding this energy ball of disappointment and deep regret. And what I got was a yes, that her divine intelligence did, in fact, have what I would call an upgrade. Like, I kind of laugh and think technology had had an upgrade, and it would be very happy to share it with her if she'd ever ask. But she wasn't asking. So what we did it that day is we downloaded that master, those master folders, those two master folders. But before we did, we, my voice just sounds so strange. I don't, whoever's listening has never heard me before. I don't normally sound like this. I sound like a munchkin. Before we did, I wanted to investigate some more about where she was caught in her mind frame around this life well lived. For her, at this very subconscious level and carried forward within her heart, because you have to remember, heart, mind, and subconscious mind can actually be two different minds thinking two different things. But in this particular case, both of those minds were fairly in line with this. It was that a life well lived would not include a partner. A life well lived would not include a marriage. A life well lived would not include any kind of sexual encounters. A life well lived would not include that deep love or that true love ever coming into her world. And of course, I had to ask more questions about that because I wanted to find out, was that the root of the disappointment and regret? You know, the ball of energy of disappointment that started, I think, this whole crazy way of thinking that was still being internalized at a soul level. And the answer was yes. So in other words, the life well lived would be the life that would not get her in that mess again and that would keep her away from that mess. And we both sat with that for a few minutes, and I was able to go back into the life. I asked if we could go back into the root of where this came from. Like, when did this ball get created? We had to go back four lifetimes to find it. And no, she wasn't, we didn't find her as some heiress. We didn't find her as some queen on a throne. We didn't, you know, just the stories that I hear about people when they go back into past life regressions are just like, okay, we were all queens, kings or something, you know. We just found a rather ordinary life with a huge disappointment, like a massive heartache. And what this really was a way of this heart creating a wall around ever having this experience happen again. So this is why the heart mind accepted this reinvention, as well as the subconscious mind accepting it as a tape-recorded messaging. Anyway, we were able to release the ball of energy, because, you know, there's no real point in doing a master folder download if the energy of disappointment is still sitting in the mix. So we were able to release the energy of disappointment right back to its root, all the way up into the present. And we downloaded a master folder. Two of them, actually. One of them for exactly that, the life well lived. The other one for a life fully expressed. And I went back to test to find out through muscle testing what had changed. Like, what was she now going to allow herself and to feel okay about and safe about, right? And secure about. It wasn't just about changing something and then putting somebody into a state of anxiety because we downloaded new permissions and left old energetics operating. That's what we found. The old energetics were no longer operating. That ball of energy, that stuck emotional state, was now released fully and completely from heart wall and hidden heart wall and the heart itself. And interestingly enough, in more than a few of the chakras, because we hold those stories in what I was told are secret compartments, secret hidden compartments within the chakras that hold these dark stories. And so it was resolved in all of her beingness, and she could accept these new programs. And these new programs were now allowing her relationship. They were now allowing her a different expression, not the same one of the past, a different expression of partnership, sexuality, sexual connection, intimacy, true love. It was just, yeah. And so now I kind of leave the client to observe. You know, now you get to go and observe. You get to kind of observe. But what she was able to admit to me is that a huge amount of her life has been around this ball of disappointment and regret. Like, everywhere she turned, pretty much, the choices that she would make would result in those kinds of feelings echoing over and over again. So she thought it was really interesting that we were bringing these up and going back into another life to resolve them. And that is what I find a lot. What I find a lot in my office is when we have not resolved certain energy balls and patterns, then they haunt us. They are like what we have to filter our experiences through. We can't see any differently than to put everything through that ball of energy. It's like we don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. I like to call them balls of energy now because I think that people can visualize that. I'm not a visual person, but even I can visualize that. And kind of like this balloon that we need to bring love and light to. It's not a balloon that we need to pop. Because it really, this is part of our experience. It's not a balloon that we have to destroy. It's a balloon that we need to reconcile, that we need to bring that love. The reason why that balloon is sitting in that formation is because love was denied to it. Like, there was no love there. And if there had been love with a capital L, then the balloon wouldn't have formed in the first place. So it really is just understanding that that's the thing that that balloon, part of us, that is us, those emotions have been waiting for to unlock it. It's love. I know it sounds a little Disney-like, but it's true. Mm-hmm. That ball of energy is just sitting in us waiting for love to unlock it, like waiting for love to kind of come. Mm-hmm. Sounds Disney-ish, but it's true. Waiting for love to come and to literally lift it to a different place, to transmute it and to change it. And then to change our world, to change our life, and to change how we live our life and the permissions that we give ourselves. And also very interesting to realize that a good significant amount of the times that I'm working with clients with these balls of energy, they weren't even created by them. No. They're carrying balls of energy that were created by somebody else other than them. And now they're literally filtering their life experiences through somebody else's life experience, not well lived and not well experienced. Yeah, so it was interesting.
Now, we're bringing this up, and we probably should have prefaced earlier that Tracy is an intuitive energy medicine practitioner, but we bring it up because Tracy and I both believe that, you know, whatever comes into your field of perspective or whatever is coming into your life in whatever form, whether it's someone in front of you or, you know, within yourself, that we partially or we take responsibility.
No, we fully take
responsibility.
100% responsibility. We are the creator of our life, including taking responsibility for the balls of energy that we have held as burden, that we have held as filters. It's like we have to take responsibility for those. And, you know, it's our responsibility to heal them and make them and reconcile them and make them better.
Yeah. And so that piece where, you know, where someone came in and having a life well lived, we're all having, like, if that's there, then it means we're all having some aspect of that that is within us or.
Well, I just thought, you know, if people had basic muscle testing, I thought, what a nice thing to deliver on radio, right? Because if you have basic muscle testing and you know how to do that, and let's say life is crappy right now, right? It just is. It's just really crappy right now. And you're living paycheck to paycheck and you're sitting below the poverty line or you're just above it. You can't seem to hold a job. It's like it's just a really neat thing with just basic muscle testing to find out, is this my version of a life well lived? Mm-hmm. Right? Is this my version of a life fully expressed? Is really this me creating from this file and folder that is now so corrupted, probably from the pain of myself or somebody else? And I just think it's worth seeing right now.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It's interesting because I'm getting ready to do an interview with Dr. Joe Dispenza, who is doing a book, and it's basically on the same thing. I mean, he says you have to break the habit of being yourself. That's the new title of the book, but basically the same philosophy is that we're creating from these addictions that, you know, started mostly, he talks about them starting in this lifetime, and I think there's a part of us that pick it up in this lifetime, whether it's from a lesson that's from other lifetimes or not, we still sort of have to anchor it in this lifetime somewhere. I don't know if that's true, but I think
yes, I think it is. Yeah. I think it is. That's my experience, is that you have to have something that brings it forward into this reality so that we don't really have to talk about past lives, which means the people that just can't get their head wrapped around that, they still have an opportunity to heal themselves. So, yes, I do believe that everything that is being called forward from another life, whether it's a life that your ancestors lived, that is now yours to relive until you say no, And until you reconcile that, I believe that everything has to, you know, land itself in a conscious reality here on this earth.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really fascinating, and I think everybody's sort of coming to the same conclusion that this is something that we have to look at and find a way to change. But yes, the muscle testing, I use a pendulum just because.
Same thing.
And I, you know, it is the same thing, but there's an aspect of me that I know that I can move the pendulum, and I know that I don't always trust myself. So that's an interesting.
Well, you can screw up muscle testing for yourself too.
Yeah.
It's called discernment. Like it's one of the difficult things to teach in energy medicine to students is this idea of what does it feel like when that pure love is streaming through you?
We're going to go to break though before Tracy gets more into that thought, but we will be right back. We have a caller and some instant feedback. We will try and take some messages today. And so you're listening today on Monday, June 4th, to Voices of Soul, and Friday it will be Intuitive Soul and Friends. Just to make it more confusing. We have Tracy McBurney here. Tracy can be found on the internet at tracymcburney.com. Tracy without an E, so Tracy McBurney, MCBURNEY.com. And Laurie Houston on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com, and Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family, an open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Laurie Houston and Gene Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Laurie is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on The Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons.
No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
Can you get me?
Call now. 248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Voices of Soul, although Gene will not be with us until June 25th. So if you're looking for a reading and clearing and you want Gene and I come back on June 25th, between now and then we will have a host of different guests. Most of the people are with my show, Intuitive Soul or Intuitive Soul and Friends, so my Wednesday and Friday show. Today we have, so Gene can be contacted at GeneAdrian.com, although she will be away and won't be back until the 25th. And today I have Tracy McBurney with me. And we are talking, well, we're talking a little bit about muscle testing and the life well lived. And you wanted, we were sort of ending with how to learn how to trust your own muscle testing.
Well, it's one of the things I struggle with students in class is how do you do this? Over this 12-week period of time, how do you do this? And the very best advice that I can give is sit with this idea of desiring to stream love through you. Love with a capital L, that pure, unadulterative love. And just allowing that to come through you, to just pour through you, and know what that feels like. When there's no corruption, nothing. Just what does that feel like in your whole physiology? What does that feel like in your arms, your legs, your neck, your head? Just to allow that love to come through. And just to let it be there. And then I will ask the students, all right, 10 seconds, give 10 seconds to some level of corruption in your field. And feel that. And feel that in the pendulum. Feel that in your body. Feel where that constricts. Feel the places where that locks up. And then after the 10 seconds, it leaves. And thank your God, thank your guides, thank your angels for delivering you out of that place. And then go back into streaming pure love. And just stream that again and get that feeling again. And that's the feeling that you want to be in when you're working with your pendulum. Okay. And if you feel at any moment that you've gone into a constrict place, then somehow or other you're trying to control it. Something's come in. You've allowed something in to control this now or take over a little bit, whether it's a part of you or whether it's something else. And so you just need to step back, go back into that streaming love. I think Kevin Costner did it very well in that movie. I think it was called The Game. He's on the pitcher's mound. Cute, cute, cute in that movie. And he's on the pitcher's mound, and he's just ready to make that pitch. And he needs, the crowd is going crazy, and he can't concentrate. And so he literally is grabbing the ball in that moment, and they do an absolute close-up on that wonderful face. And there he is saying, clear the mechanism. Clear the mechanism. And then the film goes into a just blotting out all of the audience. Everything gets blotted out. You can't hear anything. It's like he's in his own tube, which is kind of exactly the way I feel when I'm in that flow of love, is that I'm just in that tube and everything else is separate and I'm just in that tube. Okay, and that's what he was doing on the pitcher's mound before he took that last pitch. Nice. So it's clear the mechanism, clear the body. Like these, you are the commander of your ship. So you can make these commands and they will be heard. Clear the mechanism is your mind. Clear the body. Clear the channel. The channel would be the channel between that divine part of you, the channel that reaches up to your divine intelligence in the auric field and beyond. Clear the channel. Clear the mechanism. Clear the body. And just see what that feels like. And know what the difference is. Like sometimes these students are being asked to corrupt themselves 50 times. Like go away this week and that's your exercise. Corrupt yourself with 50 different types of corruption and see what that feels like. And then get back into that stream of pure love. And so that's what I would say with anybody that's working with muscle testing or penduluming. You've got to know when you're kidding yourself. Like you've got to know through feeling or vision. Like I'm a feeling person. But if you are a visual person, then you've got to do your eyes shut. Or maybe you're seeing with your third eye open. Then you're paying attention there. That's not me. My gifts are audio and my clairaudient and ascension. So I'm really a feeling person. But that's my recommendation. It's like it's a muscle. It's a spiritual muscle. You have to master it.
Now I just ask if I have any denial going on, and usually I get yes, and then I ask if I can clear that. Yeah.
All right. Good thing.
It is. All right. So we are going to take our first caller from Chris. Hi, Chris. There you are.
I'm here.
All right. So we don't have much of an answer for you, but you're going to ask your question, which is, Chris? Oh, well, there you go.
Well, hello.
Then we will go straight to our instant feedback. And this is for Shania from New York. She's having internal conflicts due to some past issues with family mainly. She thinks the reason is why she's getting easily irritated. Like this is why she's getting easily irritated, because she has this conflict around her family. Can you tell me what you suggest I do? I feel like I need a lot of peace in my heart so that I can succeed and focus on my purpose in this life. What do you think? And thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to sound a bit like a broken record, but to me it's like take full responsibility for the fact that you created this conflict. You know, this is your conflict coming to you. Your heart has brought it forward. Probably because it's some energy ball within your heart that needs to be resolved. So we need to take full responsibility for that, so just say that. I take full responsibility for the conflict that is spiraling around me with my family right now. If you can be more detailed about that conflict, knock yourself out, but take full responsibility for that. Know that there's a ball of energy in your heart right now because you're targeting that place and you're already recognizing that, and you want that divine love to enter into that ball of energy that is sitting at your heart and probably cascading into one or more of your chakras. So you are taking full responsibility for that. You can choose Ho'oponopono. I love it. So it's like, okay, I take full responsibility for this conflict. I take full responsibility for my intolerance to these people. I take full responsibility for the fact that I can't handle what is going on here, the fact that I feel that they are trapping me in this, or that they're interfering with me moving forward, or whatever it is that you need to say. Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. And you keep saying those words until you can feel a stream coming right out through the top of your head, or you can see it if you're a seeing person. And at that point, which is beyond what Zero Limits ever wrote in the book, or even beyond what Dr. Hulen was teaching, from that point, I would surrender it to this divine. I would literally say, thank you for taking me out of the active role. I have started the stream. Thank you for continuing it until it is complete and reconciled. Thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for healing this. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for bringing to us greater clarity. Thank you, thank you, thank you for healing this within us. And one of the clues for this person is if she's pointing her finger at anybody in that family and she's got really clear things that she wants to say to them and she hasn't said that to them, then these are things that are connected back to her. So she needs to take responsibility for each one of those things. If she wants to point the finger at dad and say, oh, you're so stubborn, oh, you're so pig-headed, oh, you never listen to me, then you know what? You got to join it. Three fingers pointing back at yourself. You got to take responsibility for the fact that you have the propensity to not listen to yourself, the fact that you too might be stubborn and that you might even be stubborn in whatever's going on here. Forgive me. I love you. I am sorry. Now, with the family, you can put objects in front of you and you can make them. You can intend for them to be, this bottle of vitamins in front of me is my mother. This one is my father. This one over here is my brother. These are all of my enemies that were all in this fight, that are all after me, that are all trying to interfere with my success, right? Whatever the illusion is. And now you've made all these three objects, the people that are creating my dismay and my disappointment. And now if you're a feeling person, as you say, I take full responsibility for this, forgive me, I love you, I am sorry, you can start to feel whether there's energy coming from any of these objects. And if there is energy coming from them, then these people are allowing themselves to be cleared out of this same issue. In other words, they don't want to be any more involved in this than you do. It's just one big heart ball that everybody needs dissolved and reconciled, and you happen to be the person that's doing it. And if you say to me, well, why me? You know, why me? Why am I having to do this? Why is my father not having to do this? Why is my mother not having to do this? Why is it always me that has to do these things? Well, because this is killing you. Because there's a book that you want to write. Because there's a place that you want to go. They maybe don't want to go anywhere right now. They're perfectly happy to stay in this ball of energy. You're not. So that's why it's you. So unfortunately, in the game of chess of life, you might have to make 8 moves before somebody makes 1 move. And that's just the game of life. And the people that have to make the moves are the people that this behavior is killing. That it literally is killing their dreams, it's killing their possibilities, it's killing their capacity to write that book. And so you got to make the move. So Ho'oponopono is lovely. Asking this divine to enter in, to stream into you, to enter into this ball of energy. Think of it as a ball of energy, one or more, that is all wrapped up in this experience of intolerance. Enter into this intolerance. I desire to share this intolerance with you, God, if you want. Okay, come, God, into my intolerance. I'm not pretending that I'm not intolerant. I'm not pretending that I'm not full of anger. I'm not pretending that I'm not wanting to rip somebody's face off. Enter into this, please. Deliver your love and your light into this ball of energy that is festering inside of me, that's really taking me off my game so that I can't even do what it is that I want to do. Thank you, thank you, thank you for entering here. Right. It's like we have to give permission for these things, right? For these fields of love and light to come and to enter us. They don't just enter us. They don't just enter our lives. We have to give permission for them to enter our lives. The dark energies, they don't operate from that same. They're supposed to. They're supposed to operate from those universal laws, but they don't. They trample all over those universal laws, but that's not what the light does. And so I hope that's not too confusing for her. And the other piece that I think is very relevant is adrenals, just the physical organ of adrenals. It's taking a hit for just about everybody that I know that I surround. Like, I am a nutritionist as well. And so when I look around, I say, wow, you know, your adrenals are blown out. Like, all of this uncertainty for the, you know, since 2001, even since those trade towers came down, people have been on a roller coaster and you're not getting off the roller coaster. And, you know, think about it, like, go to Wonderland. How would you like it if you just kept going on the behemoth over and over and over, up and down, and nobody let you off? Right? Like, that is just a huge adrenal hit for a lot of people, and that's what's been going on.
We're going to talk about that more when we come back from break. So you are listening to Voices of Soul. If this is Monday, and if it's Friday, you're listening to Voices to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Tracy McBurney with us on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
I was sitting, waiting, wishing you believed in superstitions. Then maybe you'd see the signs. But Lord knows that this world is cruel, and I ain't the Lord, no, I'm just a fool. And I'm loving somebody, don't make them love you. Must I always be waiting, waiting on you? Must I always be playing, playing your fool? I sing your songs, I dance your dance, I gave your friends all a chance. Putting up with them wasn't worth never having you. Or maybe you've been through this before, but it's my first time, so please ignore the next few lines, cause they're directed at you. I can't always be waiting, waiting on you. I can't always be playing, playing your fool. I keep playing your part, but it's not my scene. Want this plot to twist, I've had enough mystery. Building it up, but you're shooting me down. But I'm already down. Just wait a minute. Just sit and wait. Just wait a minute. Just sit and wait. Well, if I was in your position, I'd put down all my ammunition. I'd wonder why it had taken me so long. But Lord knows that I'm not you. And if I was, I wouldn't be so cruel. Cause waiting on love ain't so easy to do. Must I always be waiting, waiting on you? Must I
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons. No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The stars lean down to kiss you.
Call now.
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Voices of Soul. This is Monday. However, Jean Adrian will not be back with us until June 25th, but she will be back on June 25th. Today, I have Tracy McBurney, and Tracy has been with me on a show on Fridays, which is called Intuitive Soul and Friends. I have a show on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m., so this will also be re-aired on Friday. Tracy can be found on the internet at tracymcburney.com. T-R-A-C-Y, McBurney, M-C-B-U-R-N-E-Y.com. We just wanted to address the caller, Chris, who hung up, and we just wanted to say, Tracy wanted to address that.
Yeah, and hopefully she's still listening. I just wanted to address it by saying the answer that we wanted to give you was yes. Yes, that love is coming, but I also wanted to preface it by saying what I'm hearing is I would like you to redefine what you are defining as love. In other words, I think it's time for you to get a better definition of what love is from that divine intelligence part of yourself, download it into your subconscious mind and download it into your heart. A lot of us suffer from this. We live in homes when we're young, and things go on in that home. Like we've got people that abuse or rage or get angry or alcoholism or whatever it is in that home. We have an indifferent mother, perhaps. Everybody really busy, so indifference is a big thing, right? Especially in this day and age. And then how long does it take for that child? Are they two? Are they three? Are they four? Living in a home that's abusive, living in a home where somebody's indifferent to them or just indifferent to everybody, how long does it take before you turn that emotion of indifference, that feeling of indifference, into love? How long does it take before you call abuse love in the programming of you? Because it's just nicer to get up in the morning, if you have to get up in the morning, and know that you're loved. So if you're still surrounded by an environment that is this, then you can delude yourself. It's delusionary thinking. You can delude yourself into believing that love is here for you, when in fact the people that are with you, that are supposed to be the caregivers for you, just don't have that connection. They are connected and yet disconnected from that love and are not streaming that love through them and can't for whatever reason. And I feel like that might be an appropriate thing to say to this caller. I'd like you, and I'm not saying that you grew up in an abusive home. I'm saying that I truly feel like you are calling certain things love, through your experiences from the past or through the experiences of the past from your ancestors. They're now downloaded into your folder system, and it's not honoring you. So the way to do that is just to sit quietly and have the desire to speak directly to your divine self. That's your divine intelligence and beyond. I always like the and beyond. And that you wish now, through these words, I'm ready to remember. These are powerful words. I am ready to remember. Powerful words into the universe for opening. I'm ready to remember a higher upgrade of what love is. I'm ready to remember a higher version. Think computers. A higher version of what love is than the one that I am running my life from now.
An upgrade.
Right? It's an upgrade, right? And it's like getting a computer upgrade. And that's what I would like you to do. I am ready to remember, I'm ready to reestablish within myself the enlightened upgrade for what love is, coming directly from my divine intelligence and the God beyond that. If you can go there, if you can go to the God beyond that, that's great. If you can't, leave it at divine intelligence. That's marvelous, because that really is the God within yourself. Anyway, that's what I want to say to that caller, because yes, love is coming, but you could potentially miss it because of how you've defined love. You know, there's a greater version of love on your doorstep, and it could just pass you by if you're not defining love and being able to see it from this greater place. Okay, that's it. That's what I wanted to say.
And we have another caller, which is Samantha. Hi, Samantha. Do we have Samantha? Okay.
Samantha, did I scare you?
Well, maybe the advice that you had for
maybe
Chris
Samantha
as well,
needed to redefine her love is, too.
Yes, because she was wanting to know about a recent breakup. All right.
Interesting.
Yes. So right before break, we were talking about... Oh, it was good, too.
We were just talking about streaming love and discernment and being able to discern the difference between a yes and a no with your pendulum, the difference between a yes and a no in your body. It really is. It's a powerful thing.
Oh, no. We were talking about adrenals.
Oh, God, yeah. You know what? We are. Sorry. Yeah. Is that almost 50-year-old mind? Yes, we were. And, you know, I said to you, although this is the kind of more of a soul intuitive show, I still felt like I wanted to say something on air about adrenals.
But I mean, that's it. Because I think, like you said, so many of us have been under stress for so long that that's what it's affecting. Like, stress impacts our adrenals. It impacts everything. It impacts our liver, and for different reasons, that's the anger aspect. But our adrenals is the one thing that we kind of avoid when we're doing cleansing and stuff, because it's something we don't think about.
Well, absolutely. Now, this caller that we aren't talking to, she was talking about her level of intolerance. Intolerance is an emotion that hits at lung. And so according to John Diamond's work, he would put the positive affirmation, I am supported, I am proud of myself, I am humble, I am modest. These are the positive emotions that turn on the flow of the lung energy. So I would suspect that that caller is not feeling supported by her family. And so the resulting negative emotion for her is intolerance. She might be feeling judgment. Judgment is also a negative emotion housed in lung. But at the end of the day, to me, it's like if we have an adrenal strength. How do I put this? I'm now becoming more and more aware that when we do not have the adrenals operating properly, when they are getting really depressed and stressed and eaten away at, that will affect thyroid. The thyroid is the gland of our body that regulates metabolism, regulates how quickly or non-quickly things move. It's almost like the adrenals will signal to the brain that we're dying, man. Like, this is just too much stress over too long a period of time. The brain will literally send a message back to the thyroid saying, slow her down. Like, slow her down. The adrenals can't survive the pace and can't survive all of this, whatever it is, uncertainty, chaos. And so that transmission has a cascading effect on the whole hormonal system of the body, how well we let go of things, constipation, all of that stuff.
That's thyroid.
It's thyroid. But really, at the end of the day, how many times is an underactive thyroid really sitting with adrenals that are blown out? And then you go to the doctor and you treat the underactive thyroid without ever recognizing that really the culprit is sitting at adrenals, that your adrenals are just so unhappy. And then you've got the women who are sitting at that 50-year-old age, and their ovaries are starting to kind of disintegrate in their functioning. And then the only thing you're doing is treating the thyroid. You know, the thyroid could potentially be a symptom of just adrenal burnout. Mm-hmm. And when the ovaries go, then the adrenals are supposed to take on that little bit of hormone balancing. And they're just sitting there going, are you kidding me? Like, are you kidding me? And now you want me to do this? And you're eating all of this sugar? And you're doing these things? Are you kidding me? So I really just feel like if I can think of one word to connect, a positive word to connect with adrenal health, it's resilience. We have a greater resilience to the crap of this life when our adrenals are healthy. We can deal with more, way more. We have a greater level of internal strength and real muscular strength when our adrenals are happy.
And so, what's the best thing for adrenals?
Well, there are more than a few adrenal supplements that are on the market. So I think if you really do suspect that your adrenals are burned out, and if you are crying all the time, like, there's a symptom of adrenal burnout. You're crying all the time. You're in fits of tears. And we write that off as hormonal PMS. But you know what? It just might be adrenal burnout, which is contributing to the whole hormonal cascade. Adrenal burnout is I get up out of my bed in the morning and I'm dizzy. Like, my blood pressure is low and I'm dizzy and I'm not feeling so good and I can't get out of bed in the morning. And I'm having a hard time going to bed at night because my mind is kind of worrying with all the things I have to take care of. I take the downward spiral at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in my kingdom for something sweet, right? Like I just have no energy at that level of the day, or maybe I just have no energy throughout the entire day. So the ones that I like the best are the adrenal supplements that they haven't pulled off the shelf that have, oh, I know it's crazy, that have bovine adrenal glandular in them. So there's one by Genestra, and no, I do not make any money by selling this supplement, by Genestra, which is a company by the name of Sir Royal, and it's GS, G as in George, F as in Frank, S as in Sam, I believe that's the letters, GFS Complex. Now, that particular product does have adrenal concentrate in it, and it has a whole bunch of other things that will support adrenals. I don't even think I have met a person in the last little while that doesn't have some sort of adrenal compromise going on. You need additional vitamin C. You need additional B vitamin, especially B5. B5 is the vitamin that feeds the adrenal health. Vitamin C is what's needed for adrenaline. So if you're one of those adrenaline junkies that likes to sit on the cliff all the time and hang over the cliff with every decision that you make, like, you know, let's start pumping some vitamin C into you because you need it to make adrenaline. So those are kind of, from a nutritional standpoint, those are the recommendations as far as supplementation is concerned. And then as far as food is concerned, you got to get the minerals into your world, like the green leafy vegetables, and you got to get the sugar way down. Like white sugar, it's any kind of sweet anything is going to have an effect on adrenals and also an effect on pancreas. So you've really just, and the minerals help. Like when you actually take the mineral supplement, you take the blue-green algaes, you take the stuff from the earth that has minerals in it, try to eat organically because the ones that aren't organic don't necessarily have the minerals in them so much anymore. When you get those minerals, you have connection to Mother Earth. Your body has connection to Mother Earth. It starts to feel safer. It starts to feel more secure. It starts to calm down. I know that sounds like a very weird thing to say, but it is absolutely the truth. So
we'll talk more about this when we come back from our last break. You're listening to Voices of Soul on Monday, and if this is Friday, you're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Tracy McBurney with us. Tracy can be found on the internet at tracymcburney.com, or you can go to my website, Intuitive Soul, and I have all of her information on there as well. All right, so you're listening to Intuitive Soul and Friends, or Voices of Soul, on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
You have questions. We have answers. Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, join Reverend Linda Newman and Tom Force for Answers. Join Linda and Tom for fun, uplifting, and empowering conversation. And, of course, Answers. At 8 p.m. Eastern Time, it's the Zoe Moon Astrology Show. Zoe will be bringing her unique perspective on the cosmos and its effects on you. Get a jump on your weekend and insight into the important transits by sign as Zoe shares what to expect up ahead. Life by number is where the numbers really add up. Love, money, health, move. Master numerologist Celeste reads your numbers and the vibrations they represent on the earthly level, sometimes beyond. Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Call in early. The lines are hot. 248-545-7685. Instant feedback at newskyradio.com. New Sky Radio. newskyradio.com. New horizons, no boundaries. Powered by CBS, Yahoo, and radio.com.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
somebody.
Help.
Not just anybody.
Help.
You know I need someone.
Help.
Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons.
No boundaries.
This is Voices of Soul with Gene and Lori. Balancing yin, yang, and inner child to create a harmonious family.
The more I see, the less I know.
But call now.
248-545-SOUL. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
I love you.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us now, Gene will be back with us on June 25th. And today I have Tracy McBurney. Tracy is with me on my Friday show, Intuitive Soul and Friends, every second Friday of the month. And Tracy is an intuitive energy medicine practitioner, which really doesn't encompass what she does. However, really doesn't. We've been talking a lot about a lot of different things, but we've last been talking about adrenals just because it's been so important, and you wanted to mention a couple things about that.
Yeah, it is interesting. I don't really talk nutrition so much on these shows, but I feel that it's kind of important right now. Okay, so what I wanted to say, there are many adrenal supplements that are out on the market. There is ADR, which is the Vitamose company. There is Cortrex, which is also out from Genestra. There is Canprev has one called Adrenal Pro with thyroid support. I'm sure there are some that I am not even recognizing. I think there's an adrenal supplement that's coming out of Thorne Industry. Probably one coming out of Metagenics. I think what I wanted to say is if you're nervous about this, taking an adrenal supplement and not wanting to take a glandular, something that comes from an animal, like a pig or a cow. Now, every supplement that I've seen that's adrenal is coming from bovine, so it's coming from cow. But if you're leery about this, then you can find the adrenal supplements that are literally just targeting the adrenals as far as nutrients that the adrenals would need to function. But when you don't have the bovine concentrate, then you're not giving yourself that which you need to rebuild your adrenals. What you're doing is you're giving yourself the nutrients that your adrenals need to function better. But you're going to prolong the life of the adrenal, but you're not going to do anything to improve the organ cushion. That's in our world of nutrition, we call it organ cushion. When you've gotten to the place where you are so adrenally stressed that you have no sex drive anymore, you have lost a significant amount of organ cushion potentially, and it's not just about thyroid, and it may not be about thyroid at all, but by that time it probably is. Doctors might not be seeing it through their blood test of thyroid, but probably both organs are connected. So I just feel like at this time I really would really like this to be on people's radar, that if you don't feel safe taking one with a glandular, then go to your health food store if you really feel like this might be you. Go to your health food store and just experiment with taking something that's an adrenal support supplement with some additional vitamin C and B vitamin, and do that for a couple of months. Not a couple of days, a couple of months. And see what happens in your world. It usually takes 3 to 4 months, almost like the trimester of a baby. It takes about that long for you to see any real positive result, but I can tell you, when I started to take my adrenal supplement that had bovine in it, I noticed a difference in energy within 2 days. Mm-hmm. So I noticed that I was more willing to do more in the house, more willing to put away some certain things in the house, more capable of taking on a pile of stuff that needed to get dealt with. Okay, so these are the kinds of things. When you see stuff piling up in your house, laundry piling up, you don't have any energy to do any of it, think adrenal exhaustion. When you just see your house going, you know, you just know that's not the way you want to live, and yet it's the way you're living, think adrenal exhaustion.
You also wanted to suggest that if people are having problems in their marriage or relationships.
Yeah, you know, with lack of sex drive, like, I just wonder, in the last 5 or 6 years since we've been on this roller coaster together since 2001, really, all of us, I just wonder how many marriages have split
11
up.
Years, just how in many, case you weren't adding.
How many mistresses have had to come into marriages because the wives have just said, you know what, I don't have any energy to be in love with you. Being in love with somebody takes energy. It takes energy. And if you really, if there's a choice between being in love with somebody and your very survival, so that you can get up and make a meal for your family or make a meal for your child, that mother is going to choose getting up to make a meal for her child. But how sad is that? Like, how many marriages where people still love each other, still want to be together, but things are splitting apart because everybody's adrenals are exhausted, nobody has energy, everybody's intolerant, everybody's snipping, everybody's being nasty, everybody's picking, everybody's not sleeping well necessarily or getting up well in the morning. I think the other piece that I learned, and I know I sound a little like Snow White and Disney, man, holy smokes, I'm literally going to class 2 weeks ago, Mississauga class, and I get out of my car, and I'm really not that Disney girl. Like, just in case people would think, I love Disney, though. I'm getting out of my car. I'm coming to the entrance of the Mississauga classroom space of IHN, and I'm walking up the walkway and do not understand what took me over in that moment, but I am talking to the shrubs on the way into the classroom space, and I'm saying good morning to them in my head. I'm saying good morning to them. I'm saying good morning to the trees. I'm saying to the trees how beautiful you are. Thank you for being there. Oh, you guys look gorgeous. That shrub, you're a beautiful color. You're blossoming so well at this time of year. And I'll tell you, the energy that I got back from these plants was unbelievable. It was like this burst of energy that just came back. It wasn't until, and I told the class when I got up there, I said, you know what, if you really just want to do something nice for yourself, talk to these things in your head. The energy you get back is phenomenal. It was 2 weeks later, coming back to the class, that I realized that was an adrenal hit for me. Mm-hmm. I got my adrenals fortified. I got energy that my adrenals did not have to figure out how to make, that my mitochondria and my cells did not have to figure out how to make. They gave it to me. And I just thought, oh, my God, we have to start. Forget the hugging trees. We just got to start talking to them. We got to start talking to the flowers in our head, telling them how beautiful they are, appreciating them. And really, you'll just get this unbelievable energy back.
All right. So we have to wrap. But I just want to say we did get feedback from Shania. It was very helpful. Her conflict stems from childhood. She seems to blame her mother for making poor choices, was abused as a child, more recently found out. Right, that she took it lightly. Her mom took it lightly. She wished she were a little different sometimes. Anyway, she wants to work through that, but we were dead on. So,
thanks for that, Shania.
Yes.
Good luck with that.
Yes. All right. So you've been listening to Sky Radio and Tracy McBurney. And again, Tracy's with me every Friday, every second Friday of the month. Tracy is with me on Intuitive Soul and Friends at 1 p.m. All right, you've been listening to Sky Radio on CBS. Thank you.